Hello. That's a little bit better if I just hang out right here. Hello. Let's see if I can do this. Hi. Did you guys want a part two to that roach story that I told in the last episode? Because even if you didn't, I have one for you. So, if you didn't listen to the last episode, I had an encounter with a cockroach in my room, and it was not fun. It was not cute. And there have been more events since then, so you know, I just wanted to tell you guys a little story. Actually, I have a couple stories for you of just a couple things that happened to me recently. So, here we go. So, one night, a couple nights ago, I was just hanging out in my room, you know, watching YouTube, doing the usual shit, which is nothing. And I looked over to the wall, and I saw a cockroach on the fucking wall, like, above my closet door. And I was like, oh, okay, like, I see you, motherfucker. Alright, you wanna fuck with me? Okay. Well, like, whatever, I just let it chill there for a while, until, somehow, I noticed that, like, there wasn't just one anymore. There were now two roaches, and they were mating, I guess. I mean, no, they were. Like, they were butt to butt. They were connected. And so, I guess they were fucking. I guess that's how roaches fuck. I mean, you learn something new every day, right? So, I looked over and I was like, is that what I'm fucking witnessing right now? Like, am I really watching two roaches make more roaches, like, in my room? This is not cool. And I'm like, oh shit, like, you know, like, they're trying to make more of them. I need to stop this. This is not allowed. This isn't allowed to happen here. So when I kind of realized, like, oh, okay, like, this is serious, like, you need to do something about this, I decided I would do something about it. And in my kind of, like, slightly, like, panicky mode, I just grabbed the first, like, spray bottle type of thing that I could find, which was just, like, a spray bottle of, like, 91% alcohol. And so I started just, like, spraying the two roaches that were stuck to each other, above, that are on the wall, like, above my closet door. So I'm just, like, spraying them with the fucking spray and, like, hoping that it would do something hurtful to them, hopefully kill them. It didn't do anything, really. It just, like, made them kind of back away and, like, go more into the corner of, like, towards the wall, corner of the room, you know? But, like, they weren't, nothing, like, they weren't gonna be dead from that. So I was like, okay, alright, we gotta do some smashing, I guess. And I picked up an empty Fiji water bottle, like, the big one that's kind of, like, rectangular. And I just fucking smashed them, and they fell. They fell actually into the corner of my room where there's, like a camping chair, like, shoved into the corner. It's a small space. So, like, they fell into that little corner and I couldn't see them. And I noticed that one fell all the way to the floor, and that one was dead. I killed that one. But the other one it got away somehow because I couldn't find it after that and I haven't seen it. So one got away, but one be dead now, and they didn't get to finish their procreation, which I am feeling really good about. So that happened the other night, and it was quite eventful. I mean, it was like I was literally not doing anything, and that was like, oh my god, that was actually the highlight of my day, probably. That's so sad. Anyways, I did have a second story for you guys, and this is just something else that happened recently. Uh-oh, I found a pen. I need to put this shit down before I just, like, uncontrollably click it the whole time. Okay, so let's get on with it, right? Sure, okay. So the second story that I have for you is about money. It's about depositing money. So I got the security deposit back from the apartment where I was living, like, last month. So I had a check for like $400-something, because that's what I got back. And I had two other small checks. One was for the amount of $2.58, and the other one was in the amount of 91 cents. So, like, nothing, but basically, like, I wanted that money in my account, so I was like, fuck it, might as well deposit it. So I went to the ATM after business hours at my bank. So I think it was like probably like between 9 and 10 o'clock. And I went to deposit the checks. And I deposit the three checks. And the total for these three checks should be like $450-something. Or I don't know, like somewhere around $450. And so I enter the, like, I, it's just like the ATM where it scans the check. And, like, you don't input the amount, like, initially, so it'll just scan the check. And so it scanned the three checks, and it totaled my deposit amount as, like, $1,077 or something around there. It was, like, $1,070 or $1,080. And I was like, wait, what? Wait, no, like, wait, what? Like, it was like a very weird moment. I was like, is this real? Like, it felt like a glitch, you know? Like, there was some type of a weird fucking thing going on. But anyways, so yeah, I'm at the ATM and I'm like noticing that it's counting my checks as way more money than they are. And honestly, I'm someone who, like, I feel like I have to do the right thing. Like, you know, I feel like I have to do the right thing, like, most of the time. So I was like, okay, no, like, I can't just, like, claim that money and, like, put it into my account. So, 'cause, like, I just felt, like, sketched out about, like, having money from, like, a weird, like, somehow dishonest way. So, like, I went back to edit the check amounts, and I put in the correct amounts, and so, therefore, I ended up depositing, like, the correct amount of money. But there was this weird fucking moment where it was, like, the universe was, like, trying to give me money for a second or something, or, like, I don't know, it was just so weird. Like, also, I didn't want to get stuck in a situation where, like, I would have to give that money back for some reason. Like, if the bank, like, found out that they fucked up and they're like, oh, hey, like, that was an accident, you know, like, can we have that back? Like, the pain of giving money back is, like, something I would rather not, you know, like go through. So that's also kind of another reason why I decided not to like take the money, because I did tell this story to a couple people like in my life, and they were kind of like, dude, fuck that, I would have taken it. Wait, hold on, let me take a sip. My mouth is so cottony, mouthy, dry. Hold on one sec. Okay, thank you for that pause that you let me have. So, but yeah, that basically just brings me to the end of my two stories, because that's the end of what happened. I just ended up depositing the correct amount of money, but still, it was just so weird, because when has a bank, like, ever fucked up like that? Like, for me, that has never happened before, so it was just weird, and I wanted to share with you, and I also wanted to update you guys on, like, you know, the cockroaches and shit, so, yeah. So anyways, I'll talk to you later. Just wanted to check in and say hi. Hope you guys are doing well. Love you. Okay, bye.